TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The new TJ and Riggins Show begins Monday, September 23rd. Expect much of the same content and products with some new additions to be announced soon. Ace is no longer associated with the show.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So Katy Perry is the top trending topic today. Her new album is out. It's called 143. It's code for I love you.
Oh.
She didn't piece that together. This is her seventh album. Had really tough time trying to get some traction for this thing. She had that single Woman's World that was out a few months ago, and everyone just basically panned it. It was trashed.
Didn't you say, did you listen to this one, Riggins, some cuts from it, and you said it was bad, or you didn't even go to this one?
I heard the first single, and I heard the second single where she was out on the beach. I thought it was okay. Yeah. It was very, very vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not what she needs to reemerge in the music world.
Why does she keep doing stuff? I don't understand why they do that.
What do you mean, doing
stuff?
She's
got so much money. I mean, just if you took her American Idol money and stashed it away, she could, you know, live extravagantly beyond most people's wildest dreams.
Yeah, maybe.
But like, if you have a couple of projects in your field that don't do well, mess around with something else.
Take the hint.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know some people
like branch out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. She's got her own fan base. They're called the Katy Cats.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I get it.
And I see them all over the internet this morning making sure they get their favorite pop star the recognition that she wants.
Yeah. I mean, unless she's going to change her style or something to more of a, you know, like a standards album, something like that. You
know? I like that idea.
I do like you said the reputation that she wants, not that she deserves.
Yeah, I didn't say deserves. I don't know. So, 143 is out today. Zach Bryan, other music news, country star Zach Bryan apologized, like basically groveled on his hands and knees to Taylor Swift. He had tweeted a couple days ago, the Eagles are better than the Chiefs. Kanye's better than Taylor. And he says in an Instagram story, like, I'm sorry, I was drunk, I was tweeting, it's gotten me in trouble before. I have so much respect for the things she's done. And it went on, and I mean, it was like three slides on his story, just groveling. So I don't know who got in his ear, but he feels terrible about it. I don't know if he's reacting to the news about it, but...
And in most of these cases, when you anger the mob, you know, apologizing makes it all better. I'm sure they've all forgiven him. Whatever heat he's gotten is disappeared now.
Yeah,
because he apologized.
He's fine. But listen, we've all been there, drunk tweeting. It's just a bat. He put it in his post. He said, "Just put the phone down." And he's exactly right. Sometimes you just got to do that.
Wait, I'm sorry. You hear that? Merle Haggard rolling over in his grave. He said, this is a country singer.
Yeah.
Groveling to a pop star.
Yeah, he's no outlaw, I don't think.
No, he's no Waylon.
And then today, happy National Pepperoni Pizza Day. We've got a lot of pizza days, but today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. So that is one of Rob's favorite toppings. It's America's favorite topping, the pepperoni.
It's my favorite Alfredo topping.
It's his favorite Alfredo topping.
Do y'all prefer the flat pepperonis or the kind that cup up, make the little cup?
Ooh.
I think I prefer the flat ones, typically.
Mm. I like the look of the cupped ones because they're holding all that grease. I've never had it, but it looks better for some reason.
And by the way, I don't care how much grease a pizza's got on it. If you dab a paper towel on it, you might as well just go ahead and move to out of space.
Yeah, get a grip. Get a grip.
You're a weirdo.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right, so we have a brand new word that a lot of young ladies are using on the internet. They've picked up a beef with chicken. The young women. So we'll get into that and all kinds of other good stuff coming up next.
Turn it up, turn it loud. More Ace and TJ coming up. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So Riggins told me that there was some sort of a lot of angry movement against chicken on social media. That the women's on social media have some sort of a war with chicken right now.
It's crazy.
He's the quote was, "There is a lot of chicken content." out now.
As stupid as that sounds.
Now, what you told me about the other day, Riggins, as they say, off the air, is that people complain about how disgusting a thick piece of chicken is, like a big, thick chicken breast.
Sure.
Which I have said for a long, long time that I don't like thick white meat chicken. I don't like any white meat chicken. But the thick... like a breast filet, just there's no way, no way. And I have eaten a lot of it in my life back when I was in the fitness craze and whatnot, which a lot of people think I'm still in, you know, yeah, until they see me.
Fitness old pizza in your mouth now.
But I did eat a lot of white meat chicken, but I didn't like it. I hated it. But this young woman is not griping about the thickness of the chicken. She's griping about something else. She's in her car holding up what looks to be a delicious chicken tender.
Yeah.
And this is what she's complaining about.
My biggest question in life is, why is chicken, why does it taste chickeny? Sometimes chicken is not too chickeny, and other times it's so chickeny I cannot swallow it. Why is chicken too chickeny sometimes and not others?
Chickeny. So you think, well, that's a stupid thing to say. But how many times do you say, "Oh, this is too fishy"?
Yeah, that's
when good you're point. Eating a piece of fish.
That's true.
But it may have helped though if she defined what chickeny means.
Exactly. I don't know what that means as a guy. I think it's strictly a female thing.
Does it mean that it's a thick piece of chicken that's dry and kind of? Because she said I can hardly swallow it.
Yeah,
and that it's kind of, you know, swelling in her, you know, when you get a dry piece of white meat chicken, no, it seems like it's growing in your mouth.
I think she's talking about the flavor. That's what I got from it.
Just too chickeny.
It's too chickeny. And it's flooded with comments from other women go, I know what you're saying. Thankfully, someone is finally saying it.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you are a woman and you're on the same wavelength with her, I just want to know what that means. Explain what too chickeny means using sparkle words. Sparkle words. Isn't that what they call adjectives
in
school now? Sparkle words.
Yeah. I think when they're talking about it cuts, it eats like a piece of steak. And that, you know, but again, that doesn't really describe the taste, the flavor of it.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it's dry.
You think that's what it means?
Yeah, it's dry. And when a thick piece of dry white meat chicken is in your mouth, because I used to do that for diets and stuff where I'd eat boiled chicken breasts with no salt, you know, doing no sodium stuff, and every bite I would take, it would just it's bigger in my mouth. It was just terrible. Ugh. So maybe that's what they're talking about, but I would never say that about a chicken tender that's been breaded and fried
and dipped in ranch.
Yeah,
it's like, how chicken it gonna be?
But in the video, you can hear that was important for her to get that out because there's a baby in the back. Got a baby in the back.
Hey, come on.
Why is chickeny so chicken? Chicken so chickeny.
My followers are going to love this. Turn it
up. Turn it loud. More Ace and TJ coming up. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Here's something pretty neat. It's a good news type story. Real good, feel good type story. A guy in Ohio bought, this article reads, a guy in Ohio bought himself a lottery ticket. There's no need for the word himself in there. A guy in Ohio bought a lottery ticket and won $500,000 on his 40th birthday.
No way.
Mm-hmm. And they asked him what he's going to do with it, and he said, I'm planning a big trip, and I will invest the rest. Now, if that were me, I would have said, I will invest the rest, and then pause in women and liquor.
Check me out, I'm rich.
I'm rich and funny.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, what a boring answer. I think I'm going to be play conservative and invest the money. It's like, okay, thanks.
But, I mean, that's the perfect setup to hit them between the eyes with the joke, though, sure, right? It could be anything. Like, I'm going to invest the rest in chicken wings, in beer.
Yeah, had an opportunity. Totally dropped the ball.
What would you end that with, Regan? Invest the rest.
I would use that, what that guy did on the viral video years and years ago. He goes, I'm going to get some cocaine and women or whatever he said. And they went, all right, thank you. All right, moving on. You know, that freaked him out. I'd probably go that route.
Yeah, but if you had these setups, like something that you would really invest in, like that you like,
mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe mine would say, I'll invest the rest in. And do I like anything? I don't think I like anything, do I?
more streaming services. We need another one. We don't have them all yet. They're like Pokemon. You really got to collect them all. So maybe that. No, I would say I'm going to invest the rest in Coors Light and bubbles for my dog. Because he loved us.
Coors Light and bubbles. Those go hand in hand.
I think so.
Yeah. Especially either way, whether it's for your dog or just for you.
Yeah, you should see me after 12 beers blowing bubbles around my house. I mean, it's a scene in my underwear. I'm like, get them. They taste like peanut butter.
I think blowing bubbles is, in that way with the bubble, the soap, whatever, is akin to popping pimples.
Really?
It's like everybody likes doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even though they wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Or they don't do it in front of people or whatever. Yeah.
You're not going to go out and buy bubbles, but if all of a sudden bubbles are presented right in front of you, you're gonna blow a couple bubbles.
Do you know anybody at any age that would say, man, I hate blowing bubbles. Get that out of my face, blowing bubbles.
One thing I hate.
I'm not going to blow any bubbles.
I hate bubbles.
Yeah, we could just have a whole day at the park with adults coming around blowing bubbles.
Sure. It's wholesome. It's fun.
Good for the environment. It cleans the air because it's soapy.
Yeah.
All of it.
Mm-hmm. You ever been to a wedding where they give you bubbles to blow over the...
Yeah, but I didn't know what... I thought it was like the rice, and I threw the bubbles at the people, like the bottle, as they came out of the church.
Congratulations!
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I have stirred up a little bit of controversy from time to time when I have stated the obvious that people haven't seen yet. That's what happens is I'll state something that's obvious to me, and then the rest of the public, Riggins, has not caught up yet, so they get angry and lash out.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get upset by it, but now I just kind of take it in stride and I'll say, just be patient. I'm thinking, be patient. You'll find out one day that I'm right, and you'll be either apologetic or you'll double down on the anger because I made you look foolish.
Oh, those are the only two options?
Yes, those are the only two. I am kidding, of course, but I've said for a long time that I am not against therapy. I am against the use of therapy in our culture to make everybody feel like they need it in order to make money from it or market off of it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I didn't know until this morning, and I try to keep up with things. I didn't know that until this morning that there is a such thing called mental health playlists on Spotify.
Mental health playlists.
Yeah. This story says that the most popular artist on Spotify mental health playlists is Melanie Martinez.
Oh, my goodness.
Followed by Drake and Billie Eilish. So, how does one determine what type of song would go on a mental health playlist? I'm guessing that that means that you're stressed or something and you play music that you can lose yourself in and maybe release some tension, because Metallica was on the list, I think. yeah. Metallica, Black Sabbath, and Slipknot were the number one metal mental health playlists.
I cannot picture myself having a breakdown and be like, turn on some Drizzy. I need a...
Yeah, for hip-hop, it was Drake, Future, and Suicide Boys, which I've never heard of Suicide Boys. I don't know them either. I don't particularly like that name.
It's an ugly name.
Uh-huh. And your favorite, Riggins, on the is on the pop top three, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, JT, you're going to help me out of this dark depression I'm in.
Put Man of the Woods on, please.
Yeah, oh, my God. It's going to make me more depressed.
And I get that sometimes you can use music to lose yourself in, and if you got a lot of stress going on, you shut out the world and you throw on Master of Puppets by Metallica, any of that kind of stuff. But it's the reference to it being mental health playlists. This is for my mental health. No, it's because you're stressed. Is that mental health maintenance? Would you call that in the mental health category? No, I wouldn't, because there's nothing wrong with your mental health if you're stressed. Everybody gets stressed. You're not mentally unhealthy. And if you were, would Billie Eilish be the one? Now, if you think Billie Eilish is making your mental health better by listening to her music, then you might need to go to the hospital. Because I think that would only make it worse.
Maybe.
You know, a little droopy.
Like her or not, I mean, it's not exactly shiny, happy people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, nor Slipknot. I mean, what is going on there?
That's church music.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, the Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Woo! Everybody's favorite part of Friday. Riggins picking up his guitar and ready to strum for your delight. You ever say that? You're strumming your guitar?
I'm strumming.
You're strumming it.
Sorry, I can't come. I'm strumming. I'm picking, whatever the old country guys.
Picking and grinning.
Picking.
Yeah. So you're picking and you need somebody grinning.
That's right.
So that's where we come in, brothers and sisters. He's going to be a picking and we're going to be a grinning because it's going to be funny. Mm-hmm. Riggins Week in Review song. Hit it, Riggins.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. America's favorite topping if you're keeping tabs. But further down the list, you've got Butterfingers and Scabs. Not as popular. Pepperoni is just the best. It's really hard to beat. And don't forget, it remains Rob's, quote, favorite Alfredo meat. He said that. Rob is our in-house pizza connoisseur, but he's not searching for the best. It's like if a sommelier came to your table recommending a glass of Night Train Express.
And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
They say Diddy had 1,000 bottles of baby oil. To me, that's a red flag warning, but it looks like TJ stole about half of that and took a bath in it this morning. Talking that boy. Like, greasy.
Greasy skin.
Oh, boy. Oily. Shining. He is shining. And then we found out Rob uses a highly specialized dandruff shampoo. His hair is what he uses it on. You and TJ should Freaky Friday, and then both them issues are gone.
And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
We've got a big golf tournament coming up. Make sure to secure your place. Rob, we would love to have you join us if you have any shoes that lace. Ten or mess.
Or Crocs with spikes.
Yeah, right. Gotta be careful on those greens. TJ doesn't play golf, so it's just a little boring to him. But maybe you can stand in as a flagpole. Lord knows you're way too thin.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. Fall officially begins this weekend. Time to begin the summer cleanse. And send me some pics of your pumpkins, preferably on Snapchat or my DMs.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Very nice.
Very nice. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, thanks, thanks.
It's oily skin, not greasy skin.
Is there a difference?
Oily, yes. One's medical. The other's just nasty. Okay, we are going to give you an example of one of the best husbands in the entire U.S. America. Coming up next. Turn it up,
turn it loud. More Ace and TJ coming up. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Yeah, go to all of our offerings on the Spotify, the Apple, the Ace and TJ app. Go to all of that, subscribe, and tell us how much you love us. And then go tell all of your friends and family across the world to do the same. They don't even have to. We'll take lies. You don't have to love us. You can just lie. We don't care. Oh. As long as you subscribe. We don't care. Throw your hands in the air. We don't care. This is an example of what I believe is a great husband. Some people may think that it's ridiculous, but I think that our culture too often right now discourages this type of behavior. Calling this toxic masculinity or weakness on the woman's part, that she would want her husband to do this. So he is acting as protector for his wife. You decide which way you're going to come down on it.
Well, this is how you know I love my wife. She's been coming up here to the school every day running, but she won't do it without me being here because she's scared she's going to get kidnapped. So I was getting off work and I met her up here at school so she could run her a little mile and a half trying to get her beach bod here for the next couple weeks when we go to the beach. I told her if she gets looking too daggum good, them sharks are really going to be after. You know, we're going to Panama City. That's where all them shark attacks and stuff been. But she getting it. I ain't letting her get kidnapped. And I'm sure as soon as they kidnapped and put her in that car, they'd turn around and drop her right back off because she's mean. I love her, though. Y'all take it easy, TikTok.
Y'all take it easy.
So he's sitting in the parking lot of this. It looks like a park, fields and stuff like that. But the trail she's running, the little path, goes into like a little wooded area and stuff like that. So she's like, I don't want to get kidnapped out there. Like, women joggers get kidnapped and taken all the time, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I'm going to get off from work. He's been working all night. Meet her out there in the morning. Let her run. He protects her.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
Well, he's
I mean, it's not cool. It's a sad state of affairs that she feels that way. But it's awesome that he's willing to do that. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, he wants that beach bod.
Yeah.
Man. Hey, yeah.
Well, don't get too good.
Too hot. Them sharks will really be after you. That's great. But the only complaint I have is I wish he would have turned the music down. I mean, I like Morgan Wallen, okay. I guess that's who that was in the background, Rob, Morgan Wallen. But I would have rather not been distracted by that.
Yeah, yeah. You're making a video.
And you know how I am, Regans, about people talking over someone singing.
Yeah, you go too far, I think, with your criticisms of those things, but you're right. You're spot on that one.
Is perfection too far, Regans? is that what we're saying now? Perfection is too far.
It's very distracting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. But anyway, good for them. I hope they had a good time in Panama City.
Yeah, I hope so.
That'd be great. Good for them. Good for them.
Ace and TJ coming up. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
I just burned my lip on my coffee.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it the rest of the day. Uh-oh.
You want some cold C4 energy drink to calm it down?
No, thank you. I have yet to find an energy drink where I would just have it for, enjoyment.
Oh, there are I
don't think any of them taste good. Now, I drink them if I need them, you know. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to have a little bit of a pick-me-up. But I don't drink and go, oh, this is delicious.
Are you more
give me another?
Are you more of a 5-hour energy person? I feel like
get it over with. Just throw it down, baby.
Those make me want to throw up.
Throw it down. But I always have to have a bite of something behind salty behind it because it has that thick aftertaste, that artificial sweetener aftertaste.
Now rednecks like to savor it. They want a big can of it. And I want to let it coat my insides like honey,
swirling it around.
Yeah.
This is a vintage right here.
Yeah. Ugh. So there was a contest at the Oklahoma State Fair, and I couldn't believe that they still do these types of contests, you know, with everybody being so sensitive to, you know, a bubble wrap society, as they say. But we used to do these contests all the time in old school radio, where people would you give away a car and people have to sit in the car, last one out, you know, or either they had to have their hand on the car, touching it for the last one standing, won the car. Well, this one was people sitting in the car at the state fair in Oklahoma. And one of the rules was that you can't if you eat something they bring you, you have to keep it in the car when you're finished. You can't take stuff out of the car and you can't take stuff into the car. But you get a 3-hour break for the restroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, a break for the restroom every 3 hours. So it got down to two contestants. It was two guys. And one of the guys went to the bathroom, and he came back, and he had a Solo cup with waste in it.
What?
Yeah. Poo-poo.
What for what?
To try to get the other guy to get out of the car so he could win it. So the guy did end up getting out of the car, and he protested. He was like, hey, he can't bring that into the car. He cheated or whatever, but... the other guy ended up winning.
No,
the poo-poo guy won the car.
That's a crazy one.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a rule against bringing things, anything into the car.
Yeah, there was. You couldn't.
Food.
You couldn't take anything. Like, I think they had to bring you the food, and you couldn't take anything into the car. He came back from the bathroom, which is, you know, if you ever see anybody coming out of a bathroom with a Solo cup.
Yeah.
Something's going on that's not quite right.
It's true. Hey,
I wonder what he was doing in there.
That is disturbing.
But, you know, that won him a Nissan Sentra. The name of the contest was Stinkin' Sentra.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. So, there you go. If you want to win a contest like that, you just have to throw all dignity and shame out the window.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So something that I think is very interesting about the USA culture is each generation that comes along changes some of the norms. You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But if you'll think about it, if you're an adult and you still have your grandparents around, grandmothers will say things that you just are shocked if you're living in the world of everybody being offended and everything. One of the things is that grandmothers will openly comment about your weight.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be that if a grandmother was saying something about your weight, you know, Riggins would go, you were just too skinny. You're skin and bones. Mm-hmm. You need to eat something. I had one grandmother that was that way. My mom's mom, my Nana, was like that. You need to eat something. You don't eat anything. You're a skinny little thing. And then my other grandmother in Louisville, my granny, my dad's mom, was the opposite. And she would tell you when you need to stop eating.
Really?
Because you'd put on weight.
Yeah. Did it matter if you were a man?
No. Man or woman, she didn't care. She would make comments about, ooh, you done got pudgy. Look at you. Last time I saw you, you were a skinny thing. Not anymore.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, things like that.
It's good to see you, Grandma.
Yeah. And if, you know, if you're that woman's daughter-in-law, it makes it even worse.
Yeah.
You
know?
So this is a grandmother leaving a message for her adult granddaughter. And being a little bit catty and, as you would say, insensitive.
Hey, Kayla Lou, this is your grandma. I saw the picture of you on your Facebook in the white outfit, and I was just calling to see. I mean, have you just lost a ton of weight or what? I couldn't believe it anyway, so I was calling to make sure you didn't manufacture that picture, you know.
What?
Manufacturer.
Make sure that was really how you look, or did you just... She meant Photoshop, I guess.
Yeah.
Grandma! Is that manufactured?
I'd call her right back.
manufactured.
I mean, that was that you could hear it in her voice, or if that was manufactured.
You know, it sounded almost like the grandmother and the granddaughter are in a weight loss contest with each other. You know,
yeah, right.
He's like, I see you looking skinny. Is that really what you're looking like, or are you cheating?
Oh, my gosh. How did you get on Instagram? First
so funny.
Get out of here.
Kayla Lou.
Yeah.
And you just got to take it, right? Like, you can't be nasty back to your grandma.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
But my grandmother, my granny, was one that would, you know, pat stomachs as she said it and everything. What? Like, ooh. Like, pat you in the stomach. Oh, you've done padded up a little bit since I saw you last.
And was she a smaller woman or a bigger woman? Oh, yeah. She was small. Mm-hmm. That's even worse.
Mm-hmm. My nana was a big woman, the one that said you need to eat.
Yeah.
So, it makes sense.
It makes sense. Checks out.
Yeah. These babies won't eat anything. I tried to give them some black cherry walnut ice cream. They wouldn't eat that. Oh. Skin and bones.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So one of the top trending topics today, still Diddy. He's on suicide watch. At his detention facility.
And we know what that means.
What does that mean?
Well, Jeffrey Epstein was on suicide watch.
Oh, ooh.
Remember?
Yeah, I do. I didn't put that together, but.
And then, miraculously, he ended up, quote unquote, committing suicide under suicide watch.
Right, right.
Maybe now suicide watch means we're gonna watch and make sure they commit suicide.
Man, it's rough out there. But they said no one can confirm his mental state. But so I don't know the procedure about why people get put on suicide watch. Maybe it's for his safety. I'm not really sure. But it did get out in the news yesterday. So he's still in jail and he's going to be, going through the court system.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy's not getting out. Has everybody seen this viral video of the yacht in Marina Del Rey, I think is what they call it, in California?
Yeah.
That just exploded with all those fireworks?
I didn't see it. But
the video is crazy.
I know what Marina Del Rey is.
Is it pretty?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing an investigation now, because if you haven't seen the viral video, it's this huge yacht, and fireworks are just, I mean, bottle rockets and sparklers. I mean, it's just this huge explosion on the water. Well, they also have determined that there was also 1,000 rounds of ammunition in the bottom of the boat, in addition to the fireworks.
Did it go off? Is it going off everywhere?
They certainly contributed a lot of the explosion to the 1,000 rounds of ammunition. I mean, what are you allowed to carry ammunition on boats or a gun? You can carry a gun on a boat.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about boating. That's why I was just curious. Mm-hmm. Can you carry 1,000 rounds legally at home?
Well, in California, I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, it's just a weird, why do you have so many fireworks and so many rounds of ammunition? Like, what was going on this boat? So police want to know more, obviously.
Because California is not a free state. So I don't know how the jurisdiction of being out on the water and then coming into the dock. I don't know how that works, but that's a lot. 1,000. Well,
it seems like a lot.
Maybe not too much.
1,000 rounds on the water. What are you? What are you, Jack Black? What is that?
It might be pirates out there, man.
Yeah, I mean, come, give me a break.
Out there with pirates.
We got to find out. So I've got some great news to share with you. Some positive, uplifting news. We'll do it coming up next.
Turn it up. Turn it loud. More Ace and TJ coming up. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So the finalists for the 2024 Toy Hall of Fame have been announced, and they're going to do some voting about which one makes the cut. And there's a lot of toys in the Toy Hall of Fame. And sometimes every year I think, I don't know, was that cool? Right. Was it that cool of a toy?
And sometimes I don't even think they're toys, Riggins.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think cards are toys.
Cards are not toys. And on this year's list, balloons are on there as well, to your point.
Yeah.
Is a balloon a toy?
I think a balloon would be more of a toy than a card because it's less of just sitting down and looking at something. You're actually throwing it around and batting it. And,
yeah,
you know, there's some, you're playing with it.
Yeah.
But you notice a lot of the Toy Hall of Fame nominees now are all things that happen inside, pretty much.
Oh, that's interesting.
They're board games. They're things like that.
Yeah, it's Pokemon cards, balloons. I think stick horses, like the hobby horse is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Remote control cars, Transformers, things like that.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. They're all toys you use inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of depressing.
I know.
Why not a slip and slide? Maybe that's already
on there. It may already be in there, but I think all of the, because it's always nostalgic toys going into this Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And now those nostalgic toys are millennial toys, which were inside.
All right. So, TJ, help me out. I'm 8 year old TJ. Mm-hmm. It's Saturday afternoon, and my parents are fighting like usual.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm just kidding. And you're left to your own devices. What's like the toy little Richie is playing with? Is there one?
I can't picture
you playing with a toy.
No, that's when I would go in and listen to comedy albums and stuff like Richard Pryor and Cajun comedian Justin Wilson and Steve Martin, all those where you could buy these comedy albums, and that's what I would do.
Yeah.
And put on headphones so I didn't have to hear the yelling. Now, but I played sports, so if I was playing in an activity or something, it was football or baseball or maybe basketball, some, but never would I sit down with a toy truck and I never did that ever.
My dad's the same way, not a toy guy. And and if you met him now, you'd be like, yeah, you don't seem like a toy guy. His first words were, well, well, well. I'm not kidding. That's
right. And I picture as a toddler having a mustache.
I know.
The Chicago mustache.
More next. Turn it
up. Turn it loud. More Ace and TJ coming up. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
So we were just talking about the toys in the 2024 Toy Hall of Fame. That's a real thing, the Toy Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And this year, the nominees are like Pokemon cards, hobby horses, balloons. What else is on there? I forget.
They're not good. Different board games.
Yeah, a lot of board games, a lot of different card games. Phase One, I think, is also on the list. And I said, I just cannot picture TJ playing with a toy. It's just not in his DNA. Mm-hmm. And if you know TJ, if you've heard him on the radio, you know TJ doesn't seem like a toy guy. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, Tech D Rob very much seems like a toy guy. He's into toys now. He's got a whole wall of Funko Pops. Sorry. I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, better action figure than a doll, okay? You don't call them dolls.
They're not dolls.
Okay? They're action figures.
Yeah.
So I can totally picture Tech D Rob playing with, like, when you were a kid, Rob, and you're 38 now, 37, what was, like, the sickest toy that you had? Like, what was the one that brought more joy than any of them?
It was probably one of the Power Rangers. Like, their Zords, you know, the big
thing that
comes together. That was probably it when I was a kid.
And what do you do? You just, like, march it around and fight the other Power Rangers and things like that?
And I also had wrestling figures, and I was doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a wrestling ring?
You did. I'm right. I did. I had the Titantron as well. You could put when you put the wrestlers on there, their feet had a little chip, and it would play their music when you put it on them.
Oh, no way.
It was sick.
Fancy. That.
I knew Rob would have a great answer.
I loved it. It was awesome.
From the top rope. Here he comes.
I also had what's called a wrestling buddy.
What's that?
It's like his little stuffed, his Ultimate Warrior is about this tall.
Yeah.
It's about 2 feet, I guess.
Yeah.
But you just suplex him and stuff on a trampoline. I took him out on trampolines and stuff.
Yeah, that thing could beat the crap out of Teddy Ruxpin any day.
Oh, you're not kidding. Yeah,
the Ultimate Warrior.
Listen to Rob on the trampoline. We can't drag this guy outside, but back in the day, he was putting on wrestling moves on the trampoline.
Well, remember, on the trampolines where I scorpioned myself, and that's why I don't yell it anymore.
Right. And I think the trampoline is on the list of toys this year that they're nominating. So
good. It got the kids outside.
Trampoline was awesome before I was scarred.
I've always loved a trampoline. Up until now, I still would love it if I didn't get winded just climbing onto it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
This isn't now trending, but I wanted to mention it. A lot of people are checking out The Penguin today. It's the new show on HBO. And this is the gritty origin story of the Batman villain, The Penguin, starring one Colin Farrell. And he's a big fatso, and he, you know.
He was great in the most recent Batman movie as the same character.
Okay. Really? And is this a show you're excited about, Rob?
Yeah, I'll watch it for sure.
Okay.
It's a little weird. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So did he do that movie, was it before or after the Anchorman 2? Colin Farrell did.
I think after, yes. Okay. Definitely.
Or so, Elf, was it?
After Elf.
Okay.
Definitely after Elf. Happy National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. All the chains are running specials. You can get discounts and stuff. But again, when these things come up, you can get a free pizza. You can get a discounted pizza. But first, you got to download our app, and you have to make an account. And then you got to realize that now you just have an open pipeline for Hungry Howies to email you every day.
How else am I going to get the deals, Riggins?
I mean, I appreciate it. They're trying to sell me pizzas, but how many emails can you really handle in your inbox on any given day from pizza franchises? Not many.
Because, you know, that whole get the app, then download this and become a member. And it's like cracking a safe.
Yeah.
You got to crack a safe to be able to get $2 off of a medium thin crust. Of whatever company.
If you had to guess, how many just pizza apps do you think I have on my phone?
It's a good question, Rob. I'm glad you asked. How many pizza apps does Rob have on his phone?
I'm going to say seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
I'll say four.
I appreciate that, Riggins, but it's 11.
11?
Rob, you got to be kidding me. Pizza. I went to my list of apps and just searched the word pizza, and I've got Marco's Pizza, CeCe's Pizza, Topper's, Pizza Hut, Jet's Pizza, Papa Murphy's, Papa John's, Mario's and Tony's. That's a local pizza place that I have their app at. Little Caesars, Donato's and Domino's.
Whole 11?
Yeah. Are there apps. Any more?
If there are, please send me a direct message and let me know what I'm missing.
He's got Papa Murphy's, Papa John's, he's got all the Papas.
That's not even counting other types of restaurants. That's just pizza. That's not Sonic or Chick-fil-A or any of those.
Oh, I have those too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. You're just talking about pizza apps. Rob, his phone's got to weigh 1,000 pounds with all those apps. So.
That's amazing.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.